Battle of the Fans 2. I'm John Johnson, and it promises to be a battle royale next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
One of the roles of the MHSAA Student Advisory Council is to serve in a leadership role to the state student athletes. This year, the council created and led a breakout session during a series of sportsmanship summits around the state. And later this year, the group will update a guidebook for team captains originally created 3 years ago. But the crown jewel for the council again this year is to lead the annual Battle of the Fans competition. The Battle of the Fans was designed a year ago to highlight the best student cheering sections across the state with an emphasis on participation, enthusiasm, togetherness, and school spirit. Things that pump up the atmosphere while at the same time respecting everyone involved at school sporting events. The point is to create student cheering sections that support and keep their team as the focal point of the game and promote a positive atmosphere while still having fun in the process. Last year's competition was won by Frankenmuth High School, and the other finalists were Grand Rapids Christian, Petoskey, Reese, and Rockford. The entry process involves schools submitting a video on YouTube of their student cheering section on a game night, along with an interview with a student or students from the school explaining how their cheering section embodies the elements of positive sportsmanship, school spirit, originality of cheers, organization, and student leadership. Schools have until January 12th to post their videos, after which the Student Advisory Council will pare the group down to 5 schools, including at least one Class C or D school, to be included in the finalist tour. The finalist tour will run from mid-January to mid-February and will involve members of the Student Advisory Council and the MHSAA staff visiting the 5 schools on a home game night, where they will shoot their own video to document the experience at each campus. Those videos will be posted to the MHSAA Second Half YouTube and Facebook pages for other students to see, and a Facebook poll will be conducted in February to help the Student Advisory Council make their final decision. The winner of the Battle of the Fans competition will be announced on February 22nd, and the winning school will be honored at the MHSAA Boys Basketball Semifinals on March 22nd, where a video featuring all 5 of the finalists will be shown throughout the weekend's games. More information about the Battle of the Fans, including videos from last year's competition and complete contest rules, can be found on the MHSAA website. And we encourage you to tweet whenever you see a great act of sportsmanship or student section ideas to the hashtag BOTF. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.